I first went to speak to Bill Kane Jr. in 2018 with Rajan Duga and asked him what it would take for him to consider reopening the mill. And that was the beginning of discussions that went on for, you know, 3 or 4 years. And last, it also involved me speaking to the Minister of Forestry from the Liberal government and the CAC to ensure that his requests were being respected. He was concerned about the subvention, the grants for transportation, and he was also concerned about wood allocation. As I said today, unfortunately, despite the fact that he's put over $1 million into this mill, which is very unusual because really most companies just receive large handouts from the government, his pine allocation has been cut back by 40%, which limits the amount that he can cut. And right now he's got about 21 people working just in the mill, more out in the bush, but he needs to have red pine, white pine, and he hasn't cut at all for 10 years. So if there was any company to cut back allocation, it shouldn't have been Commonwealth Plywood.